Sitka's citywide power outage began at a construction site. Local contractor K&E Alaska was working on a project on East DeGroff Street. They were hired by the city to help replace critical underground infrastructure, including water, sewer, and storm drainage lines. On the job Saturday, an excavator accidentally snapped an overhead guy wire for a nearby utility pole. That pole supports both the city's high-voltage transmission line, known as the 69 kV line, and the distribution line, which is how power gets to homes and businesses. And when that guy wire snapped, utility director Brian Bertacci says it may have hit those two critical lines and set off a chain of events for the city-owned power grid. This all happened around 5:33 p.m.
Potentially, it looks like that guy wire, which is just a steel, you know, stranded wire that helps support the pole, snapped and flew up and potentially contacted both those circuits, which, you know, the resulting, what would result potentially is a high voltage condition on the distribution side that could have caused some of these impacts.
The city's line crew reset the system. A press release from the city and borough of Sitka said power was fully restored in Sitka by 9:33 p.m. on Saturday. As of Monday, the electric department is still collecting data from the outage and drawing conclusions about its causes and consequences. One of the first things they noticed were minor issues at the Green Lake Power Plant and Marine Street substation. They are fixing those first. To make the repair at Marine Street, which serves 80% of Sitka customers, Bertacci expects another outage will have to take place.
Later this week, we will likely have to take about a two-hour outage late at night, probably Thursday night, or maybe even we'll see what night to make a repair at the Marine Street substation.
Citizens are also taking stock of the damage from the potential overvoltage that caused the power outage on Saturday. As of this report, the city has received 15 calls about damaged heat pumps and other electronics that won't start. Raven News has heard over a dozen reports about broken microwaves, modems, washers and dryers, televisions, in-floor heating, and other electronic appliances around town. Chris Karsunke with Sitka Construction Solutions has been fielding calls from citizens with Fujitsu heat pumps since Saturday night. Over the phone with KCAW, Karsunke said that other makes and models of heat pumps have been impacted. In a second press release sent out Monday afternoon, the city and borough of Sitka advised citizens to check all life-saving electronic equipment, such as fire alarms and carbon monoxide monitors. Community Affairs Director Megan Bozak said that any problems with appliances and other systems should be reported to homeowners insurance. Those with questions and concerns should contact the utility desk at 747-1818. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.